It's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for a slow cooker sausage and baked beans casserole. You're going to absolutely love this sausage casserole. And I've done it like this because my boy George, he's 7 years old and his favourite food in the whole wide world is baked beans. He just absolutely loves them. Oh, they're his absolute go-to. And we'll read what's going to be on the school menu for the day after. So on a night before bed, he'll read to me what his school dinner is going to be the next day. And he gets so, so excited when it's going to be baked beans. And I'm not really much of a baked beans fan. And I leave them most of the time. I don't buy them very often. And the first time he tried baked beans was when he started at school. And he thought, oh, they were the best thing since sliced bread. Honestly, totally in love with them. We've used Heinz here, but you could use any cheap can of beans. And because it's very much loaded with beans and canned chopped tomatoes, it's very easy to be able to scale this to feed more people. And also comes in at quite a cheap slow cooker recipe for dinner. And it's just brilliant. And it's just so easy to make as well. It does have a decent sized ingredients list, but I will say now that all the ingredients featured in this, all I had to buy in, because I don't normally have it in, is the baked beans. Sorry, George, I know I should serve you them every day for your dinner. He would just love to have baked beans on toast every day. Oh, I need to improve on my cooking for the lad. So anyway, what you'll need is about 8 of your thick pork sausages. They must be thick because the way the slow cooker cooks them, they'll cook too fast and they'll kind of go into tiny little grated pieces if you use some thin sausages. And then 1 medium white onion, 4 unsmoked bacon rashers, 3 cans of baked beans, 2 cans of chopped tomatoes, 2 large white potatoes, 2 large carrots, 2 teaspoons each of garlic puree and tomato puree, 1 tablespoon of ketchup, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and then 1 tablespoon of mixed herbs, any mixed herbs will do, whatever you prefer, 2 teaspoons of sweet paprika and some salt and pepper. I know, that does sound like a lot of ingredients for me because I'm like known for 5 or less ingredients. But to be honest, like I said, I was only buying in the baked beans. Pretty much everybody has salt and pepper and mixed herbs in the kitchen cupboard. Everybody has sausages, onion, tinned tomatoes, some potatoes and carrots. So it's not as bad as what it sounds. And it's very much a dump the ingredients in the slow cooker kind of slow cooker recipe. And like I say, it makes a big portion. The one we've done here will feed 6. But if you added in an extra sausage and a little bit more beans and tomatoes, it would feed even more of you. So let's say you're a family of 4. You could add in 2 more sausages, an extra can of tinned tomatoes, an extra can of baked beans, and it will feed you all for at least 2 days. So let's make the sausage casserole, shall we? Put the Ninja Foodi or slow cooker on sauté and brown the sausages on all sides. Then put the sausages to one side. Next, peel and dice the onion and dice the bacon into chunks and load into the slow cooker with the olive oil and sauté until you have softened onion and crispy bacon. Next, add everything else in and stir. And get your spatula around the bottom of the slow cooker for any bits of onion that are stuck on. Next, gently place the sausages on top of the rest of the casserole ingredients. You want this so the sausages aren't quite sunk because it'll make a difference to the texture and taste of the recipe. Then place the lid on the slow cooker and cook your sausages and baked bean casserole for 4 hours on high or 7 hours on low. Next, do a fork test and make sure the potatoes and carrots are fork tender. Stir the sausage casserole and add more baked beans if you feel it needs it, and adjust with extra salt and pepper as needed. Of course, at this point, you could add extra beans and it will feed more of you. Or if you feel it's not got enough beans in, you can add extra. The same if you want it more saucy, you could add in some more tinned tomatoes. It's totally up to you. And it's one of those brilliant winter warmer ones that's cheap to make. And also, it's brilliant because you can come back to your slow cooker later to a delicious sausage casserole. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.